And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Arnold. Oh, that was a soft one.
I've got a donut in
there. Oh, you got powdered donuts.
It's like,
Eric, you want some powdered donuts?
No, thank you.
I see some right over there. And Eric, behind the glass, Trisha in studio, and powdered donuts everywhere here.
Yeah.
Wow.
They just
we're
going
to get powder everywhere.
Oh, that sounds like a bar crawl.
Just don't get it by the
after
nose.
Party.
Yes.
Why? What happens there?
Breaking Bad, we look like we're
doing
something we should.
We'll bring those out again with when RJ Mitty.
Yep. That's where
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. That's where my mind was.
Well, Breakthrough Entertainment's Water Show. Of course, that was the one of the pieces of score from The Water Diviner, which we'll be talking about in just a few moments.
Which had an excellent score, I thought.
Yeah, it was a very good score in the film. So
kind of mixed it
score.
Up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And by the way, we'll talk more about the bar crawl. I'll show you guys. You saw the video with me and Marcus dancing, right?
I got to say, I'm saying it to the public right now, the listening audience. Joseph is an excellent dancer. I would definitely get out there and dance with him someday because he really can shake and move.
Yeah.
He definitely has rhythm.
And you didn't even see me ride the bull yet. Eric saw me ride the bull.
I would like to see that.
I saw him ride the bull for about half a second.
That's probably how you tore your pants. That's probably how you tore your pants.
I think that is probably how, yeah.
Between Joseph, you realize it's 8 seconds, right?
I thought it was a half a
second. Not 0.5.
I thought it was 0.5. 0.8.
That's called premature bull riding, isn't it?
Well, thank you to Emily for sending me.
I rode a bull.
You rode a bull?
I rode a bull. A real one.
You did?
How long did you stay on him?
At the Rockin' R Ranch.
Oh.
A real one? Did it jump up and down? Or was it dead?
No, it was a real one.
I'm riding this dead bull.
It was sedated on a bull.
It was a real one, and it was alive.
Did it just get up from a nap and it didn't know where it was?
Was it sedated?
It was a family rodeo.
Oh.
And you actually,
what does family rodeo have to do with it? No, I'm just saying. Everybody in our family did a rodeo during our family reunion at the Rockin' R Ranch in Antelope,
and
is
a real
Utah.
Bull?
Yes.
And did it shake you off?
No, I jumped off.
Why?
Because I didn't want to fall down in the hay. So I wasn't sure what was under it.
So you fell down in the mud?
No, what's the mud?
Up?
No, I didn't fall down. I jumped off.
In where? The cactus?
So I could land on my feet.
She fell in the cactus.
No, I didn't.
Cacti.
Anyway. So I never rode a real bull. I was on a horse and I got flipped off. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
He gets flipped off in the car, too.
With a hoof?
So, he was probably riding the horse in the fast lane, and he got flipped off. Right?
No, it was in the slow lane.
Road rage.
It was in the two-carpool lane. Doesn't a horse count for the second human?
I think it does.
Well, if it's Mr. Ed.
All right. If it talks.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey,
so,
do you like that commercial, by the way, with the girl in the bikini and the white bikini, and she's riding the horse that talks? That was a good commercial.
I don't remember that commercial.
You haven't seen that?
I think, isn't that a Carl's Jr.?
No, that's a different one.
That's a different one.
I don't even know what it's about. All I remember is the bikini.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's usually...
I don't remember the horse that talks, but the bikini I remember.
Wow. Well, I do want...
It's a good commercial.
I do want to mention, speaking of horses and bulls, I'll show you during the break, not only my riding the bull, but also Christine. You know Christine, our friend Christine, that you had on the wall there?
The one on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the cute one.
How's she doing?
She's real cute. She tried to ride the bull. Let's just say that I lasted a lot longer than she did.
Wow. So, and you're younger.
Poor girl.
All right.
Let's talk. She's older than you. That's why.
That must have been some bull.
Yeah. She also drank a few more.
She had more to drink?
Yeah, she had a little more to drink. Speaking of drinking, let's talk about the Water Diviner.
Yeah.
Nice segue, right?
That is a very good segue.
You were talking about drinking alcohol. Now you're talking about water.
You could say.
You can find that alcohol with.
Here's another segue.
Alcohol.
The star of Noah. Of Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark, of course, yes. Yeah, he's Russell Crowe. He's been in a lot of water movies, of course, Master and Commander as well.
Is that worth watching?
Master and Commander?
No, Noah.
Noah's Ark, no.
Because it's on Netflix now.
No, very much
not.
I guess it would depend because you just, like it said in all the trailers, this is not the story from the Bible. But they make it look like it's the story from the Bible, but it's not the story from the Bible. And so, but it is supposed to be decent action adventure, I heard.
If you have a medical marijuana license card there, then you might enjoy Noah's Ark. Because,
really?
Was it really slow?
No, it's very weird. It's like psychedelic.
Oh.
It looks like the commercial you're talking about is for DirecTV.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah, she's like on a tropical beach.
Yeah, what do you think?
Very cute. Yes.
Yeah, nice.
Okay. He put talking
and she's
horse
hot too.
Yeah, she's very cute.
Well, that's why she had the white bikini to cool her down.
How about the one with the blue pill? I changed colors. That's a good commercial.
You change
too.
Colors, the pill changes colors. Yeah.
I think he changed colors because it's Bob Dole that's in the commercial.
Yeah, we should make fun of all those.
Wow. So he went from being a red Bob state Dole. To a blue state.
Yeah, he was advertising Coke and then blue pills or something.
I don't remember.
Oh.
Well, whatever gets you going.
Okay. His wife.
Yeah. Coke.
We'll
cola.
We'll get back to the Coca-Cola and stuff in just a moment. But before we bring on our water diviner guest, let's review the water diviner. Of course, it opened yesterday. Russell Crowe plays an Australian man who travels to Turkey after the Battle of Gallipoli. Gallipoli?
What is Gallipoli?
Gallipoli, yeah.
Is that a real city?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a movie called Gallipoli with Mel Gibson.
No, that's Tripoli.
I just never know how to pronounce it.
Gallipoli.
Oh, Gallipoli?
Yeah.
It's in the
Turkey.
In the Marine
it's in the
song, it's Tripoli.
Yeah. Oh, and it's the same city?
The halls of Monte.
No.
Zuluma and
let's sing that song. I feel like singing.
No.
Okay. This has got an extra syllable. Gallipoli. Oh,
Gallipoli.
I got some karaoke tracks here if you want to get going on that.
Oh,
maybe a little
let's
bit
try
later.
That.
That's nice. To try and locate his three missing sons.
Are you a glutton for punishment, Eric?
So his three sons go off to war, and then they're missing, and so he doesn't know where they are. So he heads to Turkey to try to find them and bring them home, or at least figure out where they are.
This is around 1919.
Yes.
Roughly.
1915.
When he
looked for the kids.
Right,
the battle was in 1915.
Yeah.
Other stars include Jai Courtney, who's been on the show before, and the beautiful Olga Kurylenko.
She is that.
Oh yeah,
yes,
the Bond girl.
Yes.
Oh my God.
She's gorgeous. Yes.
I'd like to see her in a white bikini on a horse.
But you know what? It's really difficult to see her as Turkish, though.
Yeah. Well,
she's
didn't matter.
Got the
right, Eric.
Oh, she's no. Hey, no, not even Eric. I think she's beautiful.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it doesn't
hot.
Matter what she looks
well,
like.
Well, I thought in this film,
you can
I
put her
was,
in a burqa and she's gorgeous, as we saw.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, it is a very strong directorial debut for Russell Crowe. It's an even stronger acting achievement for him. Crowe delivers an emotionally powerful performance in the new historical drama as a resolute man who, carrying an awful lot of pain, has an uncanny connection with the land that begins with water but extends far beyond it. I loved how they tied it together. Out in the beginning, he's able to find water, and later he's able to tell situations, I don't want to reveal things, but situations that occurred with his sons on the battlefield because he's got this sixth sense, so to speak.
Yeah.
So doing double duty, Crowe takes viewers on an absorbing journey, sure to resonate with parents, also manages to elicit a sophisticated love story there with Kurylenko. It all feels somewhat old-fashioned in the best possible sense of the term, makes the movie's mildly magical elements believable. I love the little magic carpet type of things that they kept referring to.
The theme that ran through the whole thing, and Arabian Nights.
Yes, and Arabian Nights. So I am giving The Water Diviner a very strong thumbs up.
Nicely done, Joseph. You go next. You want me to go?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, because I was a little tired.
Okay.
However,
it's not the most action-packed film.
No, but I thought this truly was a chick flick, and I love chick flicks. Mm-hmm. I really do. I just love them, and this did not disappoint. Mm-hmm. This was a love story, not only with
father and son, and
the father and the sons, and I thought that was very touching, as well as other love interests. But it had so many sad elements. I mean, the tragedy of war. I mean, but the nice friendship, the healing afterwards. There was some action scenes, a bit gory, but despite that, I do think it's a chick flick. It has sensitivity to it. It has depth. It has all the elements you would want in a great movie.
Even the good special effects. I mean, that dust storm. Wow.
Oh, that was sort of interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I love this movie, too, and it's definitely a thumbs up.
Great. Two thumbs up so far. Trisha.
Okay. I have to tell you that when I first saw that it was Russell Crowe as the director, and I thought, wait a minute, has he directed before? I don't think so. I think this is his debut.
Well, he's
and
done
I'm
some
like,
smaller, shorts and documentary type things.
So I kind of was like, whoa, wait a minute here. But I will tell you that I thought it was excellently put together. I think that this is, yes, the women that go will love it, but I think the guys will too, because there is that action. There's that one battle scene where you see, it's only fleeting, but you see the guy with his legs blown off that's convulsing and very realistic. I like the way that it kind of goes retroactive, and you're seeing action scenes and then comes to the present and everything. I was very impressed by that. I love the romance, and I'm going to use these terms separately, the romantic story and the love story, where it's familial love, and I love the friendship aspect of it that develops between people that you would not expect it to. I think it opens people's eyes about some of the tragedies of war. Mm-hmm. This is way back World War I. Perhaps if we'd had something like this, there may not have been a World War II. Who knows? But some of the things that Russell Crowe's character says, that the Turkish general says, that the other gentleman that is the sidekick for the Turkish general, I can't remember if he was a sergeant or
was
what
it
he called
Jai
him.
Courtney?
Yeah, that character. What he says right at a crucial moment, kind of his really great scene. I was very, very impressed. I was very impressed, and I give it a very strong thumbs up. And this is the show of the ones we saw that, to me, is almost a breakthrough.
Ooh, almost a breakthrough.
So it wasn't
because
my
it really appeals
wasn't yours,
to
but it was
everyone.
Almost hers. Okay, wow. Well, we'll find out. It still might not be your pick of the week, so you're going to want to stay tuned to
of course,
the
right.
show,
of course.
Because in our last segment, we'll each review our pick of the week. It doesn't have to be a movie that we talk about on today's show. It can be a TV show or something that we've seen previously, maybe we want to recall or something like that.
Gotcha.
But it could possibly also be The Water Diviner, because it is a very good film, so I recommend you go check it out. All three of us recommend you check out The Water Diviner.
Definitely.
And after the break, we're going to have a really great guest on, hopefully, Greg Storozuk, real-life Water Diviner. So let's play a little bit more from the score from The Water Diviner. Now in theaters, opened yesterday. See it at a theater near you.
That's right. And it is, we saw it at AMC Dining.
It's on IMAX as well.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Very cool. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM. KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.